It was some challenge to try to drag out the process of how Joshua had returned the guard's sight, especially since I hadn't the slightest idea myself. But through careful misdirection, obfuscation, subterfuge, guile, and complete balderdash, I was able to barter that lack of knowledge into months of outrageous knob polishing by the beauteous Joy and her comely minions. Somehow, the urgency of knowing what was behind the ironclad door and the answers to the other enigmas of Balthazar's fortress abated, and I found myself quite content pursuing the lessons the wizard assigned me during the day, while stretching my imagination to its limit with the mathematical combinations of the night. There was the drawback that Balthazar would kill me if he knew that I was availing myself of the charms of his concubines. But is the pilfered fruit not sweetened by the stealing? Oh, to be young and in love with 8 Chinese concubines. Meanwhile, Joshua took to his studies with characteristic zeal, fueled in no little bit by the coffee he drank every morning until he nearly vibrated through the floor with enthusiasm. "Look at this! Do you see, Biff? When asked, the Master Confucius says, 'Recompense injury with justice, and kindness with kindness.' Yet Lao Tzu says, 'Recompense injury with kindness.' Don't you see?" Joshua would dance around, scrolls trailing out behind him, hoping that somehow I would share his enthusiasm for the ancient texts. And I tried, I really did. "No, I don't see. The Torah says, 'An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth.' That is justice." "Exactly," said Joshua. "I think Lao Tzu is correct. Kindness precedes justice. As long as you seek justice by punishment, you can only cause more suffering. How can that be right? This is a revelation." "I learned how to boil down goat urine to make explosives today," I said. "That's good too," said Joshua. It could happen like that any time of day or night. Joshua would come blazing out of the library in the middle of the night, interrupt me in the midst of some complex, oily tangle of peapod and pillows and tunnels, while number 6 familiarized us with the 500 jade gods of various depths and textures, and he'd avert his eyes just long enough for me to towel off before he'd shove some codex in my hand and force me to read a passage while he waxed enthusiastic on the thoughts of some long-dead sage. "The master says that the superior man may indeed endure want, but the inferior man, when he experiences want, will give in to unbridled excess. He's talking about you, Biff. You're the inferior man." "I'm so proud," I told him as I watched number 6 forlornly pack her gods into the warmed brass case where they resided. "Thank you for coming here to tell me that." I was given the task of learning Wydon, which is the alchemy of the external. My knowledge would come from the manipulation of the physical elements. Joshua, on the other hand, was learning Nidon, the alchemy of the internal. His knowledge would come from the study of his own inner nature through the contemplation of the masters. So while Joshua read scrolls and books, I spent my time mixing quicksilver and lead, phosphorus and brimstone, charcoal and philosopher's stone, trying somehow to divine the nature of the Tao. Joshua was learning to be the Messiah, and I was learning to poison people and blow stuff up. The world seemed very much in order. I was happy, Joshua was happy, Balthazar was happy, and the girls, well, the girls were busy. Although I passed the iron door every day, and the niggling voice persisted, what was behind it wasn't important to me, and neither were the answers to the dozen or so questions that Joshua and I should have put to our generous master. Before we knew it, a year had passed, then 2 more, and we were celebrating the passage of Joshua's 17th birthday in the fortress. Balthazar had the girls prepare a feast of Chinese delicacies, and we drank wine late into the night. And long after that, and even when we had returned to Israel, we always ate Chinese food on Joshua's birthday. I'm told it became a tradition, not only with those of us who knew Joshua, but with Jews everywhere. "Do you ever think of home?" Joshua asked me the night of his birthday feast. "Sometimes," I said. "What do you think of?" "Maggie," I said. Sometimes my brothers, sometimes my mother and father, but always Maggie. Even with all your experiences since, you still think of Maggie? Joshua had become less and less curious about the essence of lust. Initially, I thought that his lack of interest had to do with the depth of his studies, but I then realized that his interest was fading along with the memory of Maggie. Joshua, my memory of Maggie isn't about what happened the night before we left. I didn't go to see her thinking that we would make love. A kiss was more than I expected. I think of Maggie because I made a place in my heart for her to live, and it's empty. It always will be. It always was. She loved you. I'm sorry, Biff. I don't know how to heal that. I would if I could. I know, Josh, I know. I didn't want to talk about home anymore, but Josh deserved to get off his chest whatever it was that was bothering him. And if not to me, to whom? Do you ever think of home? Yes, that's why I asked. You know, the girls were cooking bacon today, and that made me think of home. Why? I don't remember anyone ever cooking bacon at home. I know, but if we ate some bacon, no one at home would ever know. I got up and walked over to the half wall that divided our rooms. There was moonlight coming through the window, and Joshua's face had caught it and was glowing in that annoying way that it sometimes did. Joshua, you're the Son of God. You're the Messiah. That implies, I don't know, that you're a Jew? You can't eat bacon. God doesn't care if we eat bacon. I can just feel it. Really? He still feel the same way about fornication? Yep. Masturbation? Yep. Killing, stealing, bearing false witness, coveting thy neighbor's wife, etc.? No change of heart on those? Nope. Just bacon? Interesting. You would have thought there'd be something about bacon in the prophecies of Isaiah. Yeah. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? You're going to need more than that to usher in the kingdom of God, Josh. No offense. We can't go home with, "Hi, I'm the Messiah. God wanted you to have this bacon." I know. We have much more to learn. But breakfast will be more interesting. Go to sleep, Josh.